those individuals who are customers receive a request to fill out a survey, and that survey asks about their customer experience, their experience with the product, suggestions, and so forth. And then they're also asked to write an online review. And that online review is posted by them, not by us, on the Monte Gear site. And that's part of the software. The site allows for those reviews to be posted. When a customer fills out an online review, fills out a survey, and lets us know that, and we turn around and send them a Monte Gear shirt. And at first you're going, well, you're buying a review. No. We are giving them incentive to do it, but what we're not doing is we're not controlling the content. We make no effort whatsoever to even suggest that it should be a positive review. We ask them to do an honest review and let the cards fall where they may. So that's how we kind of solicit those reviews. Another way we solicit reviews is to send out samples of our products to bloggers, lead users, people who write articles for magazines. We send out products to those people, and then we watch the magazines, answer the questions, try to find out, try to make sure that they've got everything they need. If they have a problem, of course, we want to solve that quickly, just like we do with any customer. And then those reviews show up. We have a few people who, are pretty slack about it, but most people will turn around and write a review. And a lot of these reviews include pictures or video, and some are more thorough than others. Some are amazingly thorough and amazingly critical. So they, so you read them and you pretty much know what the guy's opinion is. And one of the things that we do too is that we even generated a written policy, and we'll send that out when we send it to individuals who aren't necessarily professional writers, or who maybe we think after looking at their site haven't done a whole lot of reviews, or maybe they're a lead user that posts in forums. And that policy basically says that we're not asking you to color your review in any way. We're just asking you to tell the truth. And we do encourage them to include pictures and video, test results. But I think it's important that in any type of review policy like that, you live with the hard knocks. And we've had some. We've had some scathing reviews here and there. They've been occasional. And, it's funny. One of the things that we've learned is never send out a prototype that's not very, very close to production. Because inevitably the reviewer picks on the issues related to the prototype process or the state of the prototype, not the finished product. And I can appreciate that. I guess you've got what you got in your hand, and that's what you have to work with. So most of the time, if we send out a prototype, it's pretty much an alpha, and a beta, and it's very, very close to production, and we've made sure that there's no major, I'll call them warts, no major issues. So I think that with any type of program like this, honesty is just critical. Earlier I mentioned that, that living with the good reviews and the bad reviews is part of the ballgame. And I think that there's a couple of factors here. One is that if you're going to get some people who give you negative reviews, it's going to happen. Sometimes it's situations that are in your control, and sometimes there's situations that are outside of your control. We've seen that from a customer service standpoint. Of course, when we're shipping a product, customers are most happy if we keep them informed. If we have something that's going to be delayed in shipment, giving the customer too many updates usually results in a pretty happy customer. not giving them any updates at all and making them wonder what's going on, that's not a happy customer. So I think this holds, the same kind of philosophy holds true on your reviews. You want to encourage open communication between your customers and your other customers. And I'll argue that if you have a significant number, anything more than an absolute small minority of customers who you don't want to expose to your customers, if there's a significant number of them, I'd argue you're doing something wrong. So having your customers talk should be something that increases sales. If it doesn't, then you got to ask why. So we've seen that review efficacy, how valuable is that review for a Montegear product, is driven by several things. One thing is how many people see the review in the short term and in the long term. One thing about the internet is that you have this pervasive nature. So if the review is well done, it may get a whole bunch of hits in the beginning. Let's say it's on a forum and it pops up as a new thing. I may get several hundred hits on the forum, which may result in some web traffic for you. But I would argue that there's a value there when you're first rolling out the product, but there's also a huge value in what happens over time, where your first, you know, that review gets you, let's say, 200 web visitors in a day. But then how many does that get you over the next 10 years? While that post is on the board, people find the post and then, or the forum, and then they go to your site. So if you got one hit a week for the next 10 years, that was some pretty doggone effective advertising. So that's kind of the thrust of our T&E program, our test and evaluation program, is to find those lead users, to find those bloggers. People are going to post on their blog, are going to write magazine articles, who are going to... we're going to post in the forums. So that review is then out there. And it's out there. People can go look at it. When they see it, they get interested in your product, and boom, you've got more sales. I think it's also important that reviews are honest and they're not corporate fluff pieces. The reviews that seem to generate a lot of web traffic are ones where it's obviously written by someone who is not a professional writer, or is either that, or they're kind of really giving you their opinion. And in reading it, there are those marks that we pick up with as consumers where we go, okay, that was edited by 12 public relations people and is sanitized, cleaned, and otherwise. And you know that. When you, a lot of these things you read, you realize, okay, that's a press release, you know, hiding out as a review. The reviews that you want to believe are the ones where when you read it, you go, oh, okay, this person gave me enough information, positive and negative, that I'm starting to trust this person because they're telling me these things that are making sense, and there's enough information to where I realize, you know, there's positive, there's negative, and I realize that this is probably an accurate review and reflects the product. So by that token, reviews that are 100% positive, well, it's a good thing. Sometimes, though, I think that the most effective reviews, notwithstanding web traffic to the location the review is posted, are the ones that where there's mostly positive, man, there's something they picked on. Because then people look at it and go, okay, this is real. This is not a corporate fluff piece. So in a way, as you read your reviews, you know things you need to fix. But when you read that review and there's the occasional grammatical error, or there's the occasional color to the, you know, the person as they're speaking. Maybe they have an accent. Maybe they, I don't know, maybe they're... it's just not as eloquent as it could be. Sometimes that is a blessing because people then look at that, hear it, read it, and they go, okay, I believe this guy. I don't believe the slick-sounding one that my competitor seems to have everywhere. So that honesty, I think, comes through. Maybe next time, what we can do is talk about, you know, how the mechanics of how we go through our test and evaluation and how we implement that. But that'll be next time. And I hope that you'll join me again for another chat. I hope this was valuable. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to give me a call or email me. My email is Monty@Monty.com. Of course, if you need product development help, oh man, Monty.com is the place to go. And if you need outdoor and shooting equipment, check out what we do for fun. And that's at MontyGear.com. We have some products that are heirloom quality and what we call troublesome gap tough. So come check them out. Hey, write a review about Monty Design or Monty Gear. Write a review and we'll read that review and we'll see what we can improve for next time when you're a customer again. All right, thank you and have a great day. Bye.